Aram, first name Airan, last name Uyoa, 21627. This is a 58-year-old woman who rarely sees a doctor. She's originally from Mexico. She's now been divorced for a few years. She has two children, one in her 30s, one in her 20s. On Thursday, developed what looked like a peculiar rash about the right side of her body. Then blisters came. She said it was very painful. She felt like there were spiders biting her period. New paragraph. Subsequently, she's here Monday for evaluation. The rashes on the right side of her right flank, consistent with the herpes zoster period. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgery, no surgeries in the past. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her two children. She works at a wood mill type of place, has two kids, not married. No drug use, lab none, mammogram none, colonoscopy none, family history, nothing known about her mom and dad, she says. She's alert, she's awake, she hasn't lost any weight. She feels painful because of her flank, otherwise no shortness of breath, hematemesis, and hematidrosis, seizure, convulsion. 120 pounds, 97.7, 99, 16, 71, 133 over 63. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows evidence of zoster, right flank. Number one, herpes zoster. Number two, she needs blood work. Number three, she'll return for fasting blood work. Number four, also put in there, breast exam is today within normal limits with no sign of malignancy, which can also be seen, which can also be a predisposing factor in patients with the herpes zoster. Then put assessment, then ultrasound of the abdomen, livers within normal limits, gallbladder looks normal, carotid ultrasound within normal limits, echocardiogram looks normal. Next number, patient will come back for full blood test at a later date. Next number, we'll treat with dexamethasone 10 milligram now, Medrol Dospac, acyclovir 800 milligram 5 times a day for 7 days, gabapentin 300 milligram BID, may take Tylenol or Motrin for pain as well. If develops nausea, vomiting, or other symptoms will return. Next number is because shingles can be seen as a sign of malignancy and or other abnormalities. We did a complete survey of her carotid ultrasound, neck, looking for lymphadenopathy. Breast exam was negative, looking at her abdomen, kidney, liver, pelvic for abnormality, and in her legs because of the pain she was having, most likely related to referred pain from shingles. No abnormalities were noted, period. We'll check blood work. We'll order mammogram, colonoscopy, and other tests when she comes back next week for follow-up, as she chooses to do that today. Thank you.